This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Abortion providers and policy advocates in Massachusetts are reacting to today's Supreme Court decision with a mix of anger and resolve. Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts calls the decision dangerous and chilling. And its president and CEO, Dr. Jennifer Childs-Roschak, joins us now. Dr. Childs-Roschak, thanks for speaking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on today.
So you have essentially known for close to 2 months that this was likely because of the leak of the draft Supreme Court opinion. But how is it hitting you hearing it for real today that Roe versus Wade has been overturned?
You know, we've actually been preparing for this for several years because it's been very clear from the Republican far-right playbook that this is what they were gunning for ever since really Donald Trump got elected. And so honestly, today is really just, you know, confirmation of all the things that we expected, but we are absolutely ready for it.
Now, Planned Parenthood has four clinics in Massachusetts, one in Boston, Worcester, Marlborough, and Springfield. What are you hearing in terms of reaction today from staff, maybe from patients, if you can speak to that, or even just the atmosphere today?
I think in various degrees, everyone is devastated. It's really hurtful, I think, to all of us. No matter what happens in Massachusetts, abortion will remain legal. And so I think that is something that's important to continue to say out loud to patients, supporters, or staff. But certainly the mood is somber. You know, we're doing as much as we can to both support staff and providers and, importantly, support patients with some reassurance messages.
Any surge in appointments anecdotally, or has that already happened?
Nothing, I would say, in the last, 6 hours. But we have definitely, since the SB 8 law in Texas went into effect a few months ago, we have definitely seen a handful of patients from out of state, places like Texas. And I would say, because we've been preparing for this, we can take on additional patient volume if we need to. We have the means to do that, the capacity to do that. And I think the executive order today from Governor Baker was tremendously helpful. Within literally 2 hours of the case, or an hour of the case being released, to be able to have strong protections for patients and providers within our state boundaries and beyond the state boundaries is really helpful and very relieving for all of us who are providing health care.
I want to dig in on the governor's executive order. Just how important is that for you and for your operations?
It's incredibly important. And to be clear, I am not a lawyer, but I think, you know, what the executive order does do is cover a significant number of worries and concerns that our patients may have, our providers may have, and anyone, frankly, working in our health centers providing care who could potentially be at risk from some of these very challenging laws that are outside of our state.
You mentioned a minute or two ago that you do have some capacity to expand for more appointments should more patients come to Massachusetts seeking an abortion. Any idea how much capacity you have or how much wiggle room you have?
We have a lot. And, you know, the reason being partly is because in Massachusetts, we actually have done an incredibly good job with sex education, with birth control access, with primary care access. So the number of abortions in Massachusetts has gradually been decreasing for several years now. And so I would say off the cuff, it would be possible for us to increase by double or potentially more the number of patients we could see if we really had to.
I know you've focused a lot of your work on efforts to address inequities in terms of access to reproductive health care, including abortion. What becomes most pressing for you now on that front? You know, how does your work change in the weeks and months ahead?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, because I think we do have a different profile here in Massachusetts where there is more access to health care in general, but there are still gaps. I think what we will see around the country, and I think a little less so, but still a concern here in Massachusetts, is the folks who are most impacted by laws, by changes in the law like this, by a decrease in protections, are the folks who are already marginalized and disadvantaged by the healthcare system. So Black, Brown communities, Indigenous folks, folks with low incomes, LGBTQ folks, you know, there's a bunch of folks who are really adversely affected, and significantly so in other parts of the country. But still here, we've still got some work to do.
Dr. Jennifer Childs-Roschak, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.